We remember spring, right? Well, we can be hopeful anyway. It is a joy to think about the great changes in the seasons that God has promised that they will ever be there. In the book of Deuteronomy tonight, in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11, we read the words, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments, His judgments, and His statutes, which I command you today." And then when we go to verse 18 there in Deuteronomy 8, we read, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore with your fathers, as it is to this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I will testify against you this day, and you shall surely perish." You know, we had a men's meeting tonight, and honestly, there were so many. I was asked questions, and all I could remember saying is, "I don't remember. Don't remember dates." The older you get, it seems like the harder it is to remember anything. Like many people, I myself have a very difficult time remembering things like names, although I never forget a face. I never do. Who could forget that face? And I remember my Social Security number. I remember my checking account number. I remember my wife's name. But I forget birthdays. I forget holidays. I don't remember my grade school teachers' names. I don't remember my high school teachers' names, with the exception of two. And I can't remember the names of the streets around here. My wife amazes me. We're a very compatible couple, because when we're driving, Sharon will say to me, you know, we're on a street, I know how to get places. She'll say, "Well, go down this name street, that name street, and then you go down there and you turn on that name street." And I'm like, "Really? How do you remember all those names?" I just know that you got to go this way, turn left, right. That's all I remember. But then I never get lost. And you can talk to Sharon about that. But the point is, I don't remember those things. And there are many things in which we should never forget in this world. For example, you should never forget where you parked your car. I've done that. You shouldn't forget your own home address, your wedding and anniversary dates. Those are really important. Your wife's birth date. Don't forget that. How to ride a bike. You know, they say you never lose that. You always can get back. Well, that's not necessarily true. Never forget your keys. That's really important. Of course, you never want to forget your name. But more important than all of these things is the fact that we need to remember, based upon what our Bible teaches us, that there is a heaven and there is a hell. Very divisive. There's a heaven and a hell. And the heaven's over here and hell's over there. And we need to remember that. Because the fact is, one day, regardless of what we believe, regardless of how our mind works, one day we will find ourselves in one or the other. Remember that I said that. Very important. And so we don't want to forget things like that. You end up, we need to depend on what is written. And I believe with all my heart that that is why God put this in a word form. That's why there's no more, "Well, let Dave remember it all and pass it on," like in the Old Testament days. But now it's been written down, compiled for us. All that pertains unto life and godliness is right here in this book. So that we can, if we forget, we can be like Albert Einstein. You know, you think he has a perfect memory, but somebody asked him one time, "How do you remember all these things?" He says, "I don't. I just know where to go look it up." And that's the way we need to be with this Bible. We need to be poor, constantly looking it up. Don't feel like you have to remember everything word for word. You don't. You do the best you can and God fills in the blanks. But it is important to remember. And so tonight, I'd like to spend some time on just a few things that we should never forget. Things we should always remember. For example, we need to remember to be good servants of Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. We're instructed out of that precious Word of God so that we can be good ministers of Christ Jesus our Lord. We're nourished in the Word of faith. And that faith, as Paul put it, is good doctrine, good teaching. You know, in Matthew chapter 25 and verses 14 through 30, Jesus taught a parable called the parable of the talents. And it's important that we remember that. Because in that parable, we are taught to put some work and effort into what we do. And we're taught what happens when we just bury things and forget them. So, we need to remember. We also need to remember to be approved workers, not disapproved. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, the Apostle Paul tells us to be diligent to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. We need to be on that plane all the time, rightly dividing or handling the Word of God. Remember one another. We don't strive about words or things that have no profit, but we're diligent to present ourselves approved unto God. Workers that do not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing His Word of truth. We also need to remember that God's promises are not slack. In other words, He didn't forget us. Everything that He promised from the beginning in Genesis until the very, very last page of Revelation has come to pass or will come to pass. And He's not slack in His promise that we should be like Peter. We should be stirring up one another to each other, pure minds. Stir up the pure mind, Peter said in 2 Peter 3 and in verse 1. We stir up that pure mind by the way of remembering. We remember things like Jesus is coming back. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, then I will return and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, you may be also. We remember that. Don't forget that. We also remember that He's going to come take us home to heaven one day. He'll take us home just like He promised. He's going to come down in the clouds the way He went up in the clouds. And the dead in Christ are going to rise up from the graves. And then we who are alive are going to be caught up together with Him in the air. Don't forget that. Remember that. Make that a daily thought. He's coming back. And when He comes back, He's going to lift me off this decrepit world, this old sinful world, and He's going to take me up in the heavens where I'm going to be evermore with Him. Remember that. We also want to remember that we will see God one day. If we're faithful, if we obey, we will see our Father. In Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Remember that. Make that a part of your day-to-day thinking. You know, in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 3 and 4, it tells us there shall be no more curse. The throne of God and the Lamb that shall be sitting on it, and His servants shall see Him. That's those of us who believe and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're considered His servants. We're His children. But we're her fellow heirs, and we're servants, and we're children of God, and we will see Him. Those are powerful things to remember. because they can help you through day to day. When you're feeling really down and low, you say, Jesus is coming back. Let's not forget that. These things are small compared to what's going on and what's going to happen. Jesus is going to take me up in the clouds, and that's a big thing compared to what's happening in my life today. I have a home in heaven, and I'm going to see God. Don't ever forget that. Those are things we really need to remember. And we need to greet one another with a holy kiss, and we need to remind one another, as Peter said, stir up in the remembrance of pure minds the way of reminder that all these things are true. So how could we miss tonight? We need to call our attention to just some things that we should never forget. We need to always remember. Never, never forget. And here, when we think of this, we never, never want to forget what great things the Lord God has done. Like Israel, they often forgot what the Lord God did. He took them out of the land of Egypt. He took them out of the land of the house of bondage. And brethren, we can't forget what God has done for us, for all mankind, for all time. He redeemed us by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. And He freed us from the bondage of sin. A tremendous parallel. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 and in verse 19, knowing that you were not redeemed by corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by the traditions of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's what we need to remember. And we need to remember to keep the Lord's commandments. We read that in Deuteronomy 8, chapter 11. Again, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments. You see, we need to remember to do the will of God. When Jesus talked about those who would be saved in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21 and following, Jesus said that it's not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, that enters the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Remember that. And work and act upon that. Because it's too late when you stand before the Lord to remember it then. We need to remember it now. Make application in our life now. So that's what Moses declared to the people. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 15. He who loves me keeps my commandments. We need to keep his commandments. Remember how much he loved us. We were bought by his precious blood. Let's not forget what our job is, to remember his commandments and to keep them. Also, we need to remember not to follow after other gods in Deuteronomy chapter 8, again in verse 19. Then it shall be if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. I doubt seriously if we don't know what other gods are. We're not talking about Asherah or Baal or any of the gods like Zeus or Apollos or any of those. We're talking in this world today about the God of TV, the God of Hollywood, the God of entertainment, the God of having your hands folded and doing nothing, the God of letting the roof leak, the God that says stay home on Sunday morning or Sunday night or don't come on Wednesday. We're following some God somewhere. And so we can't allow these gods to distract us. Because when we serve them, the Lord has already testified that we'll perish. Remember that. Don't forget what God has said in these things. So we don't want to forget other gods. We were risen with Christ from baptism, so we must seek those things which are above, Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, in verses 1 and 2. We seek the things from above where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God, setting our minds on those things from above, not on the things of the earth. not the gods of this world, but the things of God. Remember that. Because in doing so, you're going to protect yourself. And you're going to remain faithful if we remember these things. Well, we also need to remember that the law of the Lord is perfect. Right? The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Isn't that a wonderful psalm, Psalm 19? It's like honey in the honeycomb. What a wonderful thing about God's Word. There are so many in this world today who will never, ever be saved because they think this is just too hard. They say, Brother Dave, are you serious? You're telling me that a little drinking is going to be a problem for me to get into heaven? You're telling me that the language I use is going to keep me out of heaven? You're telling me that if I have premarital sex, that that's a problem with God? Well, let me tell you, those things are not a problem with most people in this world who don't remember the law of the Lord. And it's perfect, converting the soul. In the book of James chapter 1 and verse 17, James says, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You know what's neat about that? God's not confusing. It's hard to remember when you're confused. It's hard to remember when you have five people coming at you from five different ways. But we have one law converting the soul. We have one Word of God on our behalf. And that Word of God is something we're begotten of. And all we got to do is remember this. And it's not that hard. Again, not every word, not word for word. It'd be nice. But you just remember and study. And as you add to your knowledge, you'll grow. And you grow towards heaven. So important. Paul wrote to the Colossians in 3:16. What did he say? We all know, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all teachings and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts. Remember that. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. These are things that we should never forget. And there's yet another example that we should never forget, the benefits of the Lord. You know, there are many benefits of being in Christ. And these are things that can help us day to day. The psalmist said, blessed is the Lord, O my soul, forget not all His benefits. Psalm 103, verse 2. The Lord is blessed, O my soul, forget not all His benefits. What are some of these benefits of the Lord? To begin with, we must never forget that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Some of those spiritual blessings were heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, Paul said. What a blessing that is. Heirs with God, joint heirs with Christ. We're brothers with Christ. We're working together with Christ. We have one common goal, one common purpose. And if we just remember these things, what a powerful force we would be. Just never forget. They shall be called the sons of the living God, Paul said in Romans chapter 9, verse 26. And there's something else, too. Let's remember that we are the sons of the living God. And we're called by Jesus, we're called salt and light on this earth. Salt and light. The light of God's Word emanating through us, the likeness of Christ by our living, by the Word of God, by remembering His precepts, by meditating on His law day and night, by making Him the one and only God in our lives. And just think of the power there that we have. You have the most powerful thing that exists on the planet Earth. And that's God's Word. Right here. You know what? this cost $14. I think that's what I paid for this. Well, I got a bargain, didn't I? Got a bargain. This is seriously priceless. So don't forget that. We're salt and light. We're able to go out and to share the gospel with so many people. And we have an honor. There's an honor that's bestowed upon us as believers. We have the honor of believing. We can come to Him as living stones, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God. That's who we are. You know, that when you play as a little child and they set up teams and you always feel like you're going to be the last one picked, well, God picked you first. Everyone in this room was picked first. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish. He died while we were yet still in our sins, and He picked you first. Now, whether you cross over and step into His team, that's entirely up to you. But never forget that He picked you first. There's no one more important to God than you. And so we have the honor of believing. We're chosen by God, precious living stones, built up in a spiritual house, holy priesthood, that we can offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we do who believe Jesus is precious, He's our chief cornerstone. Never forget that. It's an honor to believe. And He's bestowed that upon everyone who does. And that we never forget is Jesus is our rock. He's our rock. Remember the words that He spoke. It's a wise man who does them. And He's the one who built His house upon the rock. That rock is Christ. Our house is built upon the rock of Jesus Christ. Never forget that. We have access to the throne of grace. Never forget that. You know, something other than the body of Christ could never get us there. Because nobody else has access to the throne of grace. Through the blood of Christ, Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. And the Hebrew writer says that we can come boldly to that throne. Boldly to the throne of grace. We have a high priest, and that high priest can sympathize with our weaknesses. So we can come boldly to that throne of grace. And He hears, and He listens. And that's something no one else in this world has access to. You see, because you are very special to God, He chose you. So, there's something else that we must never forget. The Word of the Lord. And we don't want in any way, shape, or form to imply that you have to memorize every word. But the Word of the Lord is something that is progressive. It grows in you. You're adding to your faith knowledge and to knowledge and so on. We need to continue to grow daily. Desiring the meat of the Word. And you need to remember that. But the Word of the Lord, you know, the psalmist in Psalm 119:16, the psalmist said that I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. The psalmist in 119:109, my life is continually in your hand, and I do not in my hand, and I do not forget your law. The psalmist said. You know, he's saying that his life is in his hands. And as a result, I'm not going to forget you, Lord. I'm not going to forget your law, because if I do, I'm the one that let go of life. My life is continually in your hand, and I will not forget your word. You know, Psalm 119, verse 141. the psalmist there, he tells us that I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. I'm small, despised in our cases by the world, but we don't forget the law of God. You know, many have gone away like sheep, they've gone astray, but seek your servant. That's the prayer to God. Seek your servant. Seek me, for I do not forget your commandments. Psalm 119, 176. There's another thing. Remember the words of the Lord. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, Paul says, I have shown you by every way laboring like this, that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord. That he said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Just remember the words of the Lord. Those things will help. Remember to study, to show yourself approved. We read that verse or spoke of that verse earlier. We want to be somebody who's diligent in the New King James and the King James. Study to show yourself approved. We need to be meditating like that one in the Psalm 1 who his delight is in the law of the Lord and he meditates on the Lord's law day and night. Remember that. Remember also that we need to have sweet meditation. We want sweet meditation. You know, Psalm 104, verse 34, the psalmist, he says, my meditation is sweet by him, will be glad in the Lord. I think he's remembering all the things that God has done, meditating on that Old Testament, meditating on what happened in Egypt, meditating on how they came through the wilderness and were cleansed, and meditating as they crossed over that river Jordan, and they had very little to worry about with the armies before them. Meditate on those wonderful things. It's a sweet meditation to think about Jesus was born of a virgin and he walked upon this earth and he suffered by the hands of men and he was crucified, dead and buried. And it's a sweet thing to know that he arose 3 days later. He's a risen Savior. Meditate on these things along with the precepts of God. Also, we never forget his love. Oh, how I love your law, the psalmist wrote. I think he would remember. He said, it's my meditation all the day. And though your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me, I have more understanding than all my teachers, he said. Remember that. For your testimonies are my meditation. So never forget to love the law of God. That's the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. One more thing we should never forget. The poor among us. You think that we go day to day really being blessed by God and we forget about those in need. Remember in the account in Matthew 25, and we'll look at that shortly here, that people that fed the poor and the naked and clothed the naked and visited those in prison, they were the ones that pleased God. So remember those among us that might have need. Remember, do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wind, to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. We were all poor. Jesus gave up his riches to make us rich, didn't he? Let's not forget that. In Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 10, the Apostle Paul said that we should remember the poor, the very thing which he also was eager to do. They told the apostle Paul and Barnabas that as they sent them out, they should remember the poor. And Paul said, well, I'm eager to do that. Just remember the words of Paul and think about that. Meditate on that. What's that mean, I'm eager to do that? And then you think about the poor. There are many in the church that need our help. In Matthew chapter 26 and 11, Jesus said, for you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. Jesus ascended up into heaven. He's back in the riches of heaven. And one day He's going to come back like He promised. Remember that? Remember? He's going to come back in the clouds. And He's going to take us all up so that we can actually forget this world. You're going to take us up to heaven. Remember that. It's important. You know, does it matter whether we remember the poor? If you consider what the king said about the subject, then it matters a whole lot. Because if we remember the poor, one day He'll remember us. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34, Jesus says, the king will say to those on His right hand, come, blessed of my Father, into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Remember those words. You know, there's another thing here that we do really need to remember, something we should never forget. That God's done everything on our behalf. That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but to keep His commandments. That the heavens declare the glory of God. And that when we consider the heavens and the work of His fingers, the moon, the stars, which He has ordained, what is it that He's mindful of us? Look up in the heavens sometime when you can actually see up there. And you think about the stars, that He put them all in place. He numbered them. He named them. He put up the sun and the moon. Everything in the glories of all the heaven, and including everything that was created. And what is it that He's mindful of man or the Son of Man that He would visit him? Just remember that how much He cares. Considering how great God's works are, not forgetting creation, you know, it is a very comforting thing to know that of all the things in this world that have been made, that He cares for us most. And hopefully there we don't forget to create the Creator in our youth, as we're told by Solomon. When you're young, remember. Because when you're young, if you focus and remember on God, if you meditate on Him, love His law and His precepts, and meditate on His Word day and night, then you're going to have less to repent for. You're going to have fewer bad habits as you grow older. And you're going to have a whole lot less to reap. If you remember Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, whatever man sows, so also shall he reap. If we're sowing to the flesh from a youth, it's going to be pretty hard to make up for all that, but nothing is impossible with God. Remember that. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and 2, Paul said to Timothy, be an example to believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. We need to remember that. It's a good start when you're young to be in God's Word, to be studying God's Word, to be fervent for God and to love God with all your heart and to remember everything that He's done. Remember that so that when you're old, it will always be with you. And also remember this, the young die too. It's a sober thought. But you don't have to be 70 years old to die. There's nothing that says you can't die till you're 70. You can die when you're 2 years old. You can die at 1 month old. You can die at a year old. You can die at 10 years old. My wife and I used to run a driver's training school. We had one student who got his driver's license. An hour later, he was dead. 16 years old. An hour. A lot can change in an hour. Remember that. And while we're on the subject of life, let's remember that life is short. How short life is, the psalmist said. There's few days, Job said. It's as grass, Peter said, and the psalmist also. It's like a step. You know, you take a step, David said. And that's what life is like. It's a moment. Short as a tale told. Swift as a weaver's shuttle. If you've ever seen that. They throw it in here and it comes out over there really fast. And as a shepherd's tent, something that can be taken away in an instant. The psalmist says, I have been young and now I am old. Never forget that. There's consequence for sin. Paul said that. Right? We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Remember that. The consequence of sin is death. James said the same thing. John in 8:24, Jesus said that if we don't believe in Him, we'll perish. We must believe that Hades and death and Hades, they're cast into the lake of fire in Revelation. That's the second death. That's the death we're talking about. We're not talking about a physical death. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into that lake. Remember that. And ask yourself, am I sure that my name is in the book of life? Because if you can't remember, then you need to act upon that. So we need to remember the Lord's death until He comes. That's what we're told by Paul in Corinthians 11. To do this, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. The apostles, they practice that. The early church practiced that in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. On the first day of the week, they came together to break the bread. And so we must never forget. Jesus is risen. And He's not here. He's not here. That's what He told. That's what the angel told Mary's. He's not here. He's risen. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He was seen by over 500 brethren at one time after the crucifixion and burial. He's not there. And He is the one who purged our sins all by Himself. He sat down at the right hand of God in the majesty on high. And so, the question now is, will you remember these things? Will we remember? As Christians, we don't want to look back like Lot's wife did. We want to be like Paul and pressing on to the higher calling. What is it that we're going to be sitting in if we do forget? And if we don't, where will we be sitting? We must never forget. In Matthew chapter 25, in verse... Matthew chapter 25 and in verse 31. Jesus comes and He's going to separate all the nations, the saved and the unsaved, the goats on His right and the sheep on His left. And Jesus is going to judge them based upon what they did or didn't do, what they did and didn't remember to do. And in verse 46, He's going to say, over here on the side of hell, He's going to say, and these will go away into everlasting punishment. Why? They didn't believe and they didn't remember the words of the Lord. Come unto me, He said, all ye who labor and are heavily laden. They don't remember. He said, the table's ready. Come. They didn't remember. It's a choice that we make, remembering, not remembering. It's not like me forgetting the names of streets. Because I don't need to know the names of the streets to remember that Jesus died for me. That I'm a sinner and that His blood can cleanse me of my sins. You don't have to have much of a memory to remember that. But if you do remember and you have acted upon that, then guess what? The righteous will go off into eternal life in heaven. You need to remember those things. Jesus is calling. His arms are outstretched. Won't you come to Him before it's everlastingly too late? You know, we need to look forward. Look forward to that time when heaven will be ours. And never remember these important things. Or never forget them, rather. But remember them. Remember them because they'll be like water to your soul. Do you have a need this night? Is there anyone here who needs to be baptized? Anyone who needs the help and the prayers of the church? We have a song of invitation. I invite you to come forward now as we stand and as we sing.